Now, in the case of the L-canes, there really is the least possibility for me to give you examples in the exam that you haven't seen before. So I can only give you three alkanes: methane, ethane, and propane. I'll only give you two possible halogens, bromine and chlorine. So the number of permutations are not great. Now with those ones then, in terms of the alkanes, methane and ethane both behave exactly like that last example. There's only one tricky one, and it's propane. The propane then, there's a difference in hydrogens inside the molecule. We have got two hydrogens sitting here on the central position, and these ones we know from the NMR are not chemically equivalent to the three at either end. So we've got two signals in the NMR indicating two chemically equivalent groups. In terms of the chemistry then, they're going to substitute in a different way. So we call then the hydrogens at the end primary hydrogens, because this is a primary carbon. We call the hydrogens on the central carbon, with the two carbons coming off it, secondary hydrogens. Now on a statistical basis, random substitution, you would expect to get 75% into the primary positions, 25% into the secondary. What you actually get is 8% in the primary and 92% in the secondary. So it's an example of a stereoselective reaction, site-selective reaction, where we're substituting one particular part of the molecule in preference to the other. So in this case, it's saying if we have got tertiary hydrogens, they will substitute first. After that, you substitute secondary. After that, you substitute primary. So in this case, where there was a choice between primary and secondary, it dominantly substituted at the secondary position.